and thank you for listening to this podcast, which is number 4 in the Spiritual Checkup series. And to begin, we read a quote from St. Luke in his Gospel, chapter 11, verse 17. Jesus knew what they were thinking in their hearts. For a spiritual checkup to be effective, you must examine the following 3 areas. 1. Forgiveness. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. Are you quick to forgive those who have hurt you? Do you try to resolve conflicts as soon as possible? Are you harboring resentment? And the second point, soul winning. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Reinforced in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. Do you have a concern for lost souls? Do you seize every opportunity to share your faith? Does your life show what your lips say? And point 3 reflects on prayer. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11 we read, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Do you have a consistent prayer life? Do you pray faithfully for the needs of others? Have you learned to pray in faith, standing on God's word and believing him for great things? Do you see the results of your prayer life? Has your prayer life led you to a deeper intimacy with the Lord, the cosmic Christ? If you're serious about in-depth change, grow in your spiritual walk and developing a Christ-like character, spend time with the Lord today and say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Lead me in the way everlasting. And that was taken from Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. So looking back on the 4 parts of spiritual checkups, we reflect on one key, that God, who is a loving Father, Mother God, through Christ is inviting your heart to come home to your inner truth, to walk the talk rather than talk the walk. So many today give lip service to God, even those called by God to be imams, rabbis, priests, religious nuns and monks, holy men and women, great spiritual teachers. But are you one who prefers to walk the talk to talking the walk? The way you can answer that is by coming into your quiet space, listening to your heart, for the Christ speaks to your heart, but you need to be disciplined and make time to listen, as you would your favorite program on TV or on radio. But the rewards are great, for what you put out into the universe that is of goodness and positivity, it comes back to bless you. But if you put out negativity, fear, unforgiveness, then it comes back to haunt you. So let us ask the Father, Mother, God to bless you and fill you with the peace of God. And we say, Father, Mother, God, I surrender all that I am. I surrender my negative thoughts, my fears, my unlovableness. And I give to you now the skeletons in my cupboard, those areas of my life that have caused me grief. I name them. They're mine. I bless them. And I now release them to you, O Father, Mother, God. And I thank you. I thank you for releasing me to be of service, to be your hands and to be your feet in a world that has lost sight of its divinity. Be still now. Be still in the presence of your God. And if I can help you in any way, go to my new website under construction, which is Celtic Franciscan Monk. Or you can go to the website of our community and Google Interfaith Franciscans. And there you will find a wealth of information. And I wish you God's blessing. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah, Pax et Bonum. Om Shanti, Solo de Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God reawaken within you now that you are a beloved child of God, that you are loved for who you are and accepted for who you are. Take care and God bless you.